So this morning, for the presentation, Robin has written something that she'd like to share with us. Go ahead, Robin.
Alrighty. Well, I have always struggled with the concepts of the Easter holiday and season. As a kid, it was a day off from school and ample amounts of ham and candy. As a young adult, an extra day off work. But I always wondered, why? I mean, I know the basics of the Easter story, despite having been raised in a non-religious household. I'm told that Jesus suffered brutally at the hands of his captors before dying for our sins, and on the third day afterwards was raised from the dead to walk among us, creating a movement that was once barely more than 1,000 followers to a worldwide religion, preaching love over all else. And yet, this simple story has grown in its telling, embellishing with miracles, angels, and feats of might and magic, which can hardly be comprehended in these modern times. I have only learned as an adult that I do not have to believe in such miracles to see the hope and goodness of the story and the comfort of the season and the spirit of such a community. From a Unitarian Universalist Berkeley article, I quote, "Jesus spent 3 years teaching far and wide that status, heritage, the laws of men, and even gender were unimportant to God and the life in the kingdom to come. He had comforted the afflicted, but he had also afflicted the comfortable. Jesus challenged the powers of the time, who had two choices: to make an example of this upstart, or to allow these new ideas into the world. They chose the first, resulting in consequences that were not what they expected. And recently, I've seen some remarkable comparisons to the themes of this story in the world right now. Fear, comfort, love, hope, transformation, and a choice. When I first started writing for this day, I was incredibly nervous and concerned. By what right do I have to stand here in this virtual pulpit at the head of this ship? We face an event that has not had such wide-reaching impacts before in our lives. Really, the only state that could even bring a comparison would be the Spanish flu of 1918. Would not someone more learned, with more wisdom and strength and insight, be better for the job? On such an important holiday, in such trying times, what words could I provide? What comfort could I give to those who even more rely upon their religious community as a source of comfort and support? But right now, I want to give back to the community which has helped in my own transformation. I wish to raise up others as they have done to me. I want to take the teachings of Jesus and the wiser who have come before me and bring just a little more light into our current darkness. And maybe this, right now, is how I do that." As the Rabbi Harold Kushner stated, "We have no control over what the world does to us, but instead control of how we deal with it." Like the powers of ancient Rome at the time of Jesus' death, we have two choices before us: to continue to respond to this painful situation with fear and ignorance, placing our own comfort over that of others, or to let love in. I see hate, fear, frustration, but the overwhelming majority of what I see right now, in the face of this great crisis of our time, is love. We, as an enlightened people, could never believe in the great miracles of Mary Magdalene seeing the great stone rolled away and speaking to an angel that Jesus had risen. But there are new miracles around us every day, ones that we can see and hear and feel. Communities coming together amidst the crisis, seeing love and food and toilet paper being shared and given freely, to see comfort and encouragement being given from the windows and balconies of our cities and towns, while others do their best to heal the sick and feed the world. Jesus made it look easy. At least, you know, until he was crucified. Always giving of himself, always calm, always tolerant. But it's not always that easy in practice to live like that. It's easy to become wrapped up in yourself, in your family, to place the brothers and sisters of your community and world second, third, or who knows how far down your list, particularly in times like this. Sometimes it takes a shock, a reminder, to bring us out of ourselves and take notice. I stepped out of doors the other day. A rare excursion to the store to supply up in this crisis, as I needed a variety of things. I was, to be completely honest, a little scared to walk to the store after watching all the fear and panic. But I knew I had to be brave and navigate this. I stepped out and immediately into an icy mud puddle. But the cold and wet shocked me to my senses and caused me to look outward. It was bright and warm, and a faint breeze brought the tang of spring to my nose. Something was different now. You could just feel the change. Spring was coming, a hint of renewal. Life sleeping in their crucibles of seed and root would soon emerge, and the world would be transformed yet again. A tiny memory of hope when everything else seems dark. That's a lot to get from a puddle, isn't it? But I think an awful lot, about an awful lot, that there was mud instead of snow, sun instead of clouds, and a gentle warmth promising more. That time never freezes. Plants never grow backwards, but choose light and life instead. There is so much fear and suffering right now in the face of this pandemic, but I see the divine in each individual's resilience, that when we each suffer such hurt that we feel that as though there is no way to overcome it, and yet we do. Our community is within its own crucible now. And though we may despair in thinking there is no way that we may overcome this, we will. We may not know what type of flower will bloom from this seed, but one way or another, we will emerge from this winter, this crisis. We will not emerge the same, but renewed. I believe that we will choose better than the Romans. We, like Jesus, will choose love. We will suffer. We will know pain and disappointment, but we will choose love over fear, tolerance over ignorance, and compassion instead of violence. Easter is a time of renewal and choice. Yes, we may not believe in grandiose miracles anymore. Jesus may not have been walking among us, but his story is one of transformation, love, and renewal. It is worth remembering and honoring on this day, as even in the best of times, we may need a little extra splash, like me, to come outside of ourselves and renew our choice. At this time of year, I am reminded of the love and compassion that has been shown to me. It is time to renew the covenant within myself to be a better person. And I will continue to transform myself again and again, as many times and for as many seasons as it takes, in order to become the person I want to be. In this season of growth, I want to thank every one of you. Your choice to live on the side of love, your actions in the face of inaction, are what inspire me to be brave and continue to do my best. I hope that my actions can also do the same. Blessed be, and amen.